neighbourhood, your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Former Public Enterprises Minister Malusi Gigaba says he will cooperate with authorities after he was summoned to a meeting by the Investigating Directorate for Anti-Corruption. Gigaba was expected to appear in court today but was not charged. Newswatch's Cliff Shigo reports.
Malusi Gigaba, who is also an ANC National Executive Committee member, issued a statement following his meeting with IDEC, saying the matter concerns an allegation of receiving an undeserved benefit, which has been framed as Schedule 1 offence. He also clarified that this was not a Transnet procurement-related charge, as previously reported. Gigaba says evidence will outlive speculation and that his legal team will now review the matter.
A convicted murderer has been sentenced to life imprisonment by the High Court in Pretoria. Zahira Bumgard was earlier found guilty of the murders of British national Jamnandas Nathvani and her friend Lynette Mustafa near Vereeniging in 2020. Bumgard was acquitted of a third murder charge involving John Naseby, who has been missing since 2012. Judge John Holland Muter handed down the sentence, citing the gravity of the crimes and the need for justice and accountability. Thousands of women and children in Zambia said to have lead poisoning have moved to bring a class action suit against Anglo-American. Their legal team has urged the Supreme Court of Appeal in South Africa to overturn a 2023 ruling that dismissed efforts to sue the mining giant over pollution in the central Zambian town of Kabwe. The area is described by Human Rights Watch as one of the most lead-polluted places in the world. Toxins are said to have remained in the soil and dust even after the closure in 1994 of a lead mine that had been operated by Anglo-American for nearly 50 years until 1974. At a two-day hearing, the lawyers for the 140,000 women and children argued that Anglo knew about the dangers of lead to the local community and knew or should have known of the dangers to future communities in Kabwe. The legal team for Anglo-American South Africa has argued that the responsibility lies with the Zambian state-owned company that took over the mine in 1974. And finally, the final tally for East Coast Radio's Season of Sharing Telethon is in. Since 6 this morning, volunteers have been manning the phone lines, getting donations from all corners of the province. And KZN has raised 1,860,000 rand to help feed families reliant on school feeding schemes during the festive season. Nine-year-old Connor Pierce donated 50 rand from his pocket money.
Connor, why are you here today?
To donate money to the children of Kabwe.
And how cool is it to do something good for someone else?
Amazing.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Yay. That's it. You did it.
And Bimal Naidu says he's a regular donor.
I was listening to it on the radio when I donated previously. I said, I'm here now. Let me do it again.
East Coast Radio's Managing Director Mzuvele Mthethwa has this message for KZN.
KZN has been amazing today. We've seen the people of KZN really come out to support the Season of Sharing campaign. The donations have been coming in thick and fast over the whole day. And I just want to take this opportunity to thank everyone for their support. It's been amazing.
Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay 27. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.